Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Quipscope. It's the show where we talk about a game that's just come out or is coming out. My name is Ben.
And my name is Ashton.
Ashton, the perfect game for you has now been released.
It has, and it really is the perfect game for me.
What's it called?
It's called Stray. Mm-hmm. It was released this morning at like 9 a.m. in the UK when it came out. I was there at midnight being like, I'm going to install it now so I can play in the morning. And I was like, oh, it doesn't come out until 9 a.m.
It's fine.
But I've played about 40 minutes of it, mm-hmm. because I wanted to give myself some special time at home,
yes.
to play the rest of the game.
Okay.
And man, this game, I love it already.
Yeah, it's an Ashton Matthews game.
It really is. It would have had to do a lot to like not be good for me and for me not to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And it's done a lot more that I'm really enjoying it so far.
Excellent.
At one point I had to really like hold my reactions in because I played it during when everyone else was in the office, mm-hmm. and there was a couple times where I wanted to like outwardly like, aww.
Did you want to squee?
I did. Okay. And then at one point I like had to take my headphones off and have a minute because at the beginning of the game you're like surrounded by a couple of other cats, mm. and when you meow they all meow back.
Nice.
So I kept pressing B and I'd meow and it'll be like meow, and I was like, oh my god, this is the best game I've ever played. And I was like swooning over all these cats.
So what's the premise of Stray? What's going on?
So we've seen a bit in the trailers of like this little cat in a backpack walking around this kind of robotic derelict city. But the first 40 minutes, I only just met the robots for the mm-hmm. first time. Essentially, you're this little cat that's kind of living on this really green kind of like a post-apocalyptic rundown, you know, the kind of like where there's pipes and there's industrial things, but everything's kind of rewilded, everything's covered in green and leaves, okay. and stuff, with your cat friends. Something happens and you end up separated from them, and in this kind of like, it's called the Dead City is what it's called, and it's all these kind of houses that are all again derelict and dead because it's a dead city, and something or someone is guiding you through, that they're calling to you. They've seen you on the cameras, so it's kind of like security cameras dotted around that follow you when you're walking. And this thing is setting up lights that are like showing you the way. So there's like arrows that they're using on like old neon signs that they're like relighting up so you know where to go. There's like TV screens that with a little cat, like the little logo on it, that's being like follow me, and like off, like all the arrows and stuff. And it's really clever that if you get lost, you can meow and the lights will light up to tell you where to go. Like it's okay. like reacting to what you're doing. So you're going through this old city. At one point you were like trying to do some puzzles, and if you're doing it right, you can meow and the security cameras will nod to tell you you're doing it right. There's no dialogue from your character because mm-hmm. you're just a regular cat.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really good. And then I won't reveal too much, but you'll probably see it in the video anyway. There's a little drone that you find that's like, we need to like go and investigate. Something's happened to me. I've lost my memories. I don't know where I am. Let's work together. And you get yourself a little backpack. You can collect some items and memories for this drone. And eventually you end up in the slums. But there's these little goobers is the best way I could describe them, that are kind of like infesting the city, and they're obviously the thing that's caused all of the issues. It's like they're like little fleshy creatures that are kind of squeak, like they squeak and kind of walk around, and they chase you if you and they're trying to get on you, and you have to like shake them off and run away from them. I think they're called Zerks from the one line of dialogue that we got from one of the robots, but I think that they look like goobers, so I will continue to refer to them goobers. As goobers for the rest of the game. So yeah, you're in this derelict city. Eventually you meet the robots, who are terrified of you at first, but kind of like accept you, and they're like, well, as long as you don't eat us, you can stay in the village. So there's a lot going on, and I really like it. I think like visually it looks really good. A couple times I had some frame rate issues and some screen tearing, but that might have been the work PC more than the actual, because I was playing on Steam. That might have been the work PC more than the actual game. And a couple times the camera felt a bit too close, and you were kind of stuck in a wall, or like there'd be a bit of a glitch occasionally where you kind of go through a wall. But yeah, it's just really cute. And I understand why cats like knocking things off, because every time I see something that's like on a ledge, I just...
Is there a button to bat it, or do you just sort of
there
walk
is.
Into
so,
it?
So, well, for a couple of them, there's like you just walk into them and knock it off. Yeah. But then there's like paint cans that are around, and you can like press Y to like knock those off, and it does the whole cat like he kind of like scoops it off, throws it, and then you can like walk around in the paint and leave little paw prints around, which is very cute.
Excellent.
It's just really good. The animations for the cat are really good too. Like at the beginning, you're kind of interacting with other cats, and there was a couple of like. Just really sweet little movements. I was like, this is a real cat. This cat's real. That I've seen my cats do that, and I've watched them do that, and it's just really nice. If you love cats or even like cats, you're going to love this game, because it's just got so much charm to it. Even the first 40 minutes, it's got so much charm to it, that you were like, I'm hooked. I just want to keep playing it.
Right.
If I didn't have to work today, I would just sit at my PC all day and play it.
Choose Stray.
Yeah, Choose Stray, exactly.
So is it, gameplay-wise, is it, obviously it's not open world.
No.
So is it sort of like a linear sort of platformer with some puzzles to progress? So it's going to have a definitive start and end.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
Line.
Yeah, so there's like, there's a way to go that's like, there's only really one way to go the whole time. So you like, you can't just kind of jump on everything. You have to, there'll be ledges that you can press A to go on to, but you can't like jump outside of those animations and stuff. There's only one way, like I say, it's very linear. Like you go this way, the puzzle directs you this way. So once you've played it through once, I think you'll kind of struggle to have like the urge to go back and play it again, unless like you really loved it and you just want to play it again. So yeah, it's completely linear. There's not really much open world. Now, at the point where I'm now, there's the opportunity to like collect things and potentially have to go back and find things that you may have missed.
Right.
But for the most part, I think that a lot of it is going to be pretty linear as to where you have to go. Mm. It might open up slightly, a little bit kind of like The Last of Us did, where it's like there's a smaller big space that's like, you can go in this house and see if you can find any goodies, or you can just carry on going the way you need to go. That I think is what's going to happen now, but without carrying it on any further and like finishing the game, obviously I don't know. But I just, yeah, it's really good.
It's very good.
It's really good.
And it's available now.
Yes.
As part of PlayStation Plus too.
Yeah, the premium and extra tiers
have
it as part of PlayStation Plus. So if you fancy, they're doing a 7-day free trial as well, so I think you
right. So if you go, I think that's through the website as well. So if you want just 7 days free on Stray,
and,
then
I mean it's not very long. That's kind of one
that's
of the main
things. That's part
of the
reason I'm so excited to play it. I just want a nice short adventure.
Yeah, I can't see. I don't know how long it is. I don't know. I've not really read up on how long it is, but having played the first 40 minutes, I don't know how long. Like, I thought this. I was like, what could possibly be happening? Like, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
and. I think potentially maybe 4 to 6 hours, potentially maybe. Mm-hmm. But either way, man, it's good.
Well, a big thank you to our friends over at Cats Protection, the charity who gave us the code for this game. Yeah, they did. When the developer and publisher failed, Cats Protection came through and helped us out. So go give generously to Cats Protection. They're fantastic.
They are.
Stray, more like, how way, this is a good game.
Very good. Stray, more like stay in tonight when it's really hot and play this game because you'll really enjoy it.
Yeah, and make sure your pets are nice and cool
and
looked after and stuff. I just filled a bucket full of water. Read online that that might help, just having open containers of water.
Just in your house?
Just to cool the air. So before I left this morning, I just filled a bucket of water pit in my bedroom. Absolutely no idea. We'll find out later. I don't have any pets, but no. I need to keep myself alive too.
Yeah.
So anyway, stay cool out there, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.